It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A Dallas school board meeting is underway right now. Trustees are deciding whether to ask voters for more money through a tax ratification election, or TRE, in November. A decision hasn't been made yet, but three TRE options are on the table. One is a 13-cent election that would raise $120 million for the district. It would boost the tax bill for the average district home by about $220 a year. The second option is a smaller 6-cent boost that would raise $70 million. The third option, a 2-cent tax swap. A swap doesn't raise taxes. Instead, it would take tax revenue reserved to pay off debt and use that money for everyday needs. Earlier this week, the Fort Worth School Board approved its own TRE election in November. Voters there will decide on a 2-cent tax swap this fall. And as you might have heard by now, there's a total solar eclipse on Monday. It's the first solar eclipse, or total solar eclipse, rather, in 99 years to cross coast to coast. And it's the first in 38 years to pass through any part of the lower 48. In North Texas, we'll see a partial eclipse from late morning to early afternoon. The peak time will be just after 1 o'clock. Mary Urquhart is a planetary scientist at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, what makes this particular solar eclipse slated for August 21st so special? I've read that many hotels located in its path are already completely booked.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had a total eclipse of the sun visible from the United States at all, but particularly coast to coast in the United States.
What's so magical about a total eclipse?
Well, a total eclipse of the sun allows us to see parts of the sun we wouldn't otherwise see, at least from the ground, and that includes the corona, the upper atmosphere of the sun. It also requires a very special geometry. Things have to be aligned just right, as well as the moon being in the right phase in order for us to even have a solar eclipse.
And so this eclipse will be visible across the entire country, but some areas will have more visibility than others.
Here in Dallas, yeah, it's about 75.55 or so percent that we'll be able to see. And that's because the moon is only about a quarter of the diameter of the Earth. It's about 30 Earth diameters away from us. And so the shadow that it casts is actually relatively small.
Now, I know you're not supposed to look directly at the sun ever, even during an eclipse, but what's the best way to witness an eclipse safely?
Well, if you don't have special viewing equipment, there are eclipse glasses, there are special binoculars, there are special telescopes and filters for telescopes. There are lots of other ways to view it safely, and that is to view it indirectly. So you can make a pinhole viewer. You can just cross your fingers together so there are little spaces between them and cast shadows on the ground, or look under trees where leaves will make that naturally happen.
Now, do scientists still study and learn things from solar eclipses, or is this kind of event, you know, more entertainment than educational?
I think we learn things every time there's an eclipse, but less than we used to, in the sense that we can now make them artificially with spacecraft. So we can study the solar corona, that upper atmosphere that's very tenuous, and the people who get to experience totality will get to see without actually having to have an eclipse. Because now with spacecraft, we just block the disk of the sun artificially and can study the corona.
When will the next eclipse like this one be?
The next eclipse like this one is actually 2024, and the best part is it's coming right through Dallas.
Oh, wow.
So we don't get to see totality for this eclipse without driving probably 8 hours to a day. But if we can just wait, oh, about 6.5 years.
Yeah, we can see it completely here in Dallas.
We can see it completely here in Dallas. There should be big events at Dallas. I'm hoping big events at my own university.
Do you know if your university is holding an event this particular eclipse?
For this particular eclipse, we're actually not. To be honest, most of us who would hold such an event are actually going ourselves to witness totality. They're rare, they're exciting, and it's the opportunity for authentic science that anybody can experience.
Mary Urquhart is a planetary scientist at UT Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We have more tips on the solar eclipse at keranews.org. San Antonio has a community center that lets students dive deep into theater, game design, or visual arts and make sure they graduate from high school. John Hinojosa is executive director of the nonprofit called SACE. In our weekly State of the Arts conversation, he sits down with KERA's vice president of arts, Ann Bothwell, to talk about what lessons North Texas can learn.
John Hinojosa, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
You have about 200 high school students who are enrolled at SACE. Can you give me an example of what they'd normally do in the course of a week?
Sure. Our programs are completely tuition-free and serve primarily the urban core. The majority of our students are economically disadvantaged. We have a high school visual arts program, film and cinema program, theater program, and new media and game design program. So they choose one of those programs, and then by signing sort of the commitment to be part of it, then they have to spend on average 10 hours a week in our program. But the reality is that when we're open until we're closed, students are there, and many times we've got to kick them out at the end of the day. I think part of it is that they found their home away from home and their community and their place of belonging.
Stacey has been around for more than 20 years now. What lessons have you learned in San Antonio that can be applied to other cities in Texas?
The simple way to answer that is give young people a space to be comfortable in having the kind of conversations that they need to have and allow their voice to be heard. In the last 14 years, 100% of our students have graduated from high school and been accepted into colleges and universities. So we have the evidence that can show that, again, when you put some thought and effort into allowing youth voice to rise, there's actually measured successes that you can have to change them and to change us as a community.
Tell me about a student you know right now who might represent the average kid at SACE.
A student like Abel, who was having some family issues, lost his father, was also struggling at school. Being part of our theater program really shifted and changed him.
How did theater help address all of these issues?
Our theater program is different than a regular high school theater program. It's based on a practice called Boal's Theater of the Oppressed. The students who are in our theater program, the works that they are performing are their own. It's about giving young people a voice and a platform.
This summer, there was an exhibition called Stories Seldom Told. That took on funding and education.
It did. I'm really proud of the work that we do with Stories Seldom Told. The student body votes. They chose to look at the issues of inequity in our public school systems in the city of San Antonio.
What would it look like to go into this exhibit?
When you first walk in, they carved a map of San Antonio into drywall. And then they embedded colored pencils that represented minorities who had dropped out in the various school districts in the city. And then a video projector was playing, and again, what the percentage of the graduation rates were and also the dropout rate. You could see visually the sort of issues that our students have to deal with, especially students of color in our city. Some of our students researched the issues of special needs students and recognized the vulnerabilities that they have and the lack of opportunities, and then the difference between the way they see things and the way that they're treated. And so they created this virtual reality process for people to understand, again, the difficulties that special needs students have to deal with in our public school systems. So those are just two examples of many ways that our students use art to shed a light on important issues they found needed to be told.
John Hinojosa, thank you so much for joining me.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for letting me speak.
Hinojosa is one of several panelists who will join teens from Junior Players to discuss equity in the arts tomorrow. You can join the conversation at 5 p.m. at Dallas City Performance Hall. We'll also be streaming it live at artandseek.org. Partly cloudy skies this evening, a low around 79. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and hot. A slight chance of rain with a high near 99. It's currently 89 degrees in Dallas, 87 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.